may be considered too disturbing or mature for some audiences, listener discretion is strongly advised. For those sticking around, you've been warned.
Good evening and welcome to all you loyal listeners and all you fresh new initiates alike. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you enjoy stalking the shadows with us every month, we urge you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only special content. Please consider rating and reviewing the show on iTunes as well. Oh, well, that's our cue. Thanks for listening and enjoy tonight's terrifying episode.
The hour has grown late, and shadows lurk around every corner. And you know what that means, don't you, loyal listeners? We're back! Much has happened since you last bore witness to the terrible, sublime majesty of my voice. But, like Lazarus, the mad monk Rasputin, and Bill Murray in that film Groundhog Day, you just can't keep a good ghoul down. We've clawed our way back to the airwaves just in time for our most sacred of dreaded days, All Hallows Eve. You lucky listeners are about to embark on yet another spine-tingling descent into madness and despair as we invite you to once again turn down the lights and turn up the terror with Frightmare Theater.
My little beasties, and welcome back to a very special Halloween episode of Frightmare Theater. I am your deliciously devilish host, Dr. Necropolis. Oh, my little beasties, how we've missed you so while you were away. Things just haven't been the same without you. Honestly, so much has changed around here. Right, Al?
Truth.
For instance, Al speaks street now.
Yo, you tripping, dog? I done told you, it ain't no thing. You weak ass gotta get with the flow of the street, son. Just the way it is now, you dig?
Seriously, Al, I'm only getting like every fifth word. If that.
Don't be illin', cuz.
What? Seriously, Al, get some help.
Word.
Anywho, boils and ghouls, we're so very glad to be back in the new and improved Arcane Studio after a year-long hiatus. You see, management felt... another one of the changes around here. You see, management has... Okay. You'll see, my little beasties, the powers that be felt that the studio was badly in need of some repair. So they decided, quite suddenly, to immediately shut down our production and send us all on furlough until they completed their updates to the Arcane Studio crypt here. To be honest, it looks about the same, but with some new equipment, a few throw pillows, and, oh yes, the all-seeing eye of management observing every single thing we do! I'll never get used to all of this, Al. I won't. But, loyal listeners, what better way to ring in All Hallows Eve than with a new, delightfully dreadful ditty just for you? This Halloween hootenanny comes screaming at you straight from the swamps of Louisiana, where our characters are just dying to stop a horrific serial killer from finding his next victim in Piper's Passage. Agnes, music please. Al, roll the story.
Yo, get this, bro. Agnes, She'd be legging somewhere down in Mexico, son.
Al, for the love of everything unholy.
Vacation, dog, you dig?
Vacate? We just got back from a year off. What could she possibly... You know what? Fine. Whatever. Maybe Greg can fill in. I think that dreadful hunchback plays drums or something.
Greg's Audi 5000 too, bro.
What? Where the hell is Greg?
He's chilling in night school.
Night school? Greg? Of all the... You take one lousy little year off and everyone loses their damn minds. We have a Halloween show to run here, Al. You and I cannot possibly do this alone. Who the hell is going to help us kick this thing off?
Trick or treat all.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yes. Management has...
Oh, well, isn't that cute? They whose dark names shall never be uttered by mortal tongues have requested I lower my status as announcer and come down here to help you run the story for this evening. And as reward, I get to be here early for the Halloween party.
What Halloween party?
Oh, no, not this time. You do this to me every year, Necropolis. You guys conveniently forget my invitation, or you send me out on some errand that takes half the night, or you accidentally tie me up and bury me out back until you feel guilty and dig me up a few weeks later. Well, not this year. No, I'm part of the team, whether you like it or not, and I'm going to rage like a... I'm gonna party at this year's damn Halloween party.
No, I mean it. What Halloween party? Everyone is gone. Agnes is on some chupacabra hunt down south. Greg is channeling his inner Algernon in night school. Landlady La Llorona is visiting family, and Mumford has already locked the cemetery gates for the evening. I'm afraid this is it. As much as I hate to say it, no Halloween party this year.
For reals, dog. Flip-pop Necropolis here be speaking to God's honest. But don't you worry none. We got you, little man.
What is that?
Oh, don't mind him. One of Al's pups is in high school now, and he's trying to relate to him, and, well, oh, it's a whole thing.
So, he cray-cray.
Look here, we don't have time for this nonsense. It's the first episode of season 3, dammit, and a Halloween episode at that. Announcer, get Agnes's music station thumping. Al, take off your crazy hat and slip into something a little more comfortable. And you, my little beasties, turn out those lights and turn up the terror. For you are about to have a killer good time with Piper's Passy.
Supernatural, don't put that evil on me. Supernatural, what you got to be? Supernatural, if you want to be free. Do a lot of
cocaine. Well, here you go, Agent Lane. This is where we're storing the bodies. After you, ma'am.
Thank you.
We appreciate you accommodating us at such a late hour, Sheriff Wyclef.
I gotta say, I've never been roused at midnight with an urgent request to come open up the morgue before.
We tried your coroner first. He's a deeper sleeper than yourself, I'm guessing.
Old Bill's the only fella I know who can fall asleep standing straight up holding a cup of damn coffee in his hand. You're lucky, though, agents. He's not as even-tempered as I am. I was having a doozy of a dream, too. But I won't have it said that a Claiborne Parish Sheriff's office doesn't play nice with the feds.
It's going above and beyond to meet us up here and let us poke around at this hour. And believe me, I've already noted your office's generous cooperation with my team over the past few days. I'm sure you're just as eager as your counterparts over the state line for our help, unorthodox as our methods may seem.
Well, I know you boys have been chasing your tails for quite some time with these dead kids. That's some messy business up there in Missouri and Arkansas. Still not quite sure what's bringing your investigation down here to our neck of the woods, though. I mean, these three were found just over the state line. Could have been dumped and floated over for all we know. Can't say for sure as if these are even homicides yet. Not till the forensics come back. These youngins could have been ripped up by any number of critters out there in the water, post-mortem.
No, it's him. It's the Child Ripper.
And just what makes you so damn sure, Agent?
My apologies, Sheriff. When I introduced you earlier, I didn't mean to mislead. To be perfectly clear, Miss Landry here is not with the Bureau exactly.
Is that so?
Piper is merely aiding in our investigation.
I consult with law enforcement investigators from time to time, when necessary.
Miss Landry offers us her unique insights into certain sensitive cases when typical investigative practices have been exhausted. The Bureau goes by the book across the board, but sometimes, when that's not enough, atypical methods are called for.
Atypical methods, huh? Wait, hold up a minute. No, you're shitting me. Are you? You aren't that psychic hoodoo lady from down in New Orleans, are you?
I don't know if I've ever been called a hoodoo lady before.
Miss Landry has a gift, Sheriff. I can attest personally to that. I don't know how or why, but I've been thankful for Piper's gift on numerous occasions. In fact, her unique abilities have resulted in success for every single homicide investigation she's been brought in on.
Is that so?
Well, you remember the Springwood Slasher case last year? We nailed that son of a bitch in record time, all thanks to Miss Lander here. My team and I have grown quite fond of our collaborations over the past few years. Save my ass on more than one occasion. Of course, officially, the Bureau doesn't like to publicize her involvement.
Well, I would think not. So-called federal lawmen needing the help of some self-titled snake charmer to do the police work for them? Look, I don't have time for this bullshit tonight. Pardon my French, ma'am, but we do just fine on our own without reading fucking tea leaves and casting bones here in Claiborne Parish. If the FBI is serious...
It's going to happen again tonight, Sheriff Whitecliff, or tomorrow at the latest. Someone else is going to die.
What?
We weren't scheduled to arrive until Monday, but we have it on good authority that the killer will strike again very soon. Right here. In Homer.
Good authority? You mean Miss Voodoo Queen herself here? What? Her crystal ball got her tingling? So you both hopped in a car and sped on down here from Arkansas just to rip me out of bed and play Scooby-Doo? This is horse shit, Lang. Come on.
That's not how it works.
Oh? And just how does it work, Miss Cleo?
The murdered children told me themselves.
We just need a little time to examine the remains of the three victims here in your morgue. Time is imperative, Sheriff. Give us a little space, and then I assure you, you and I'll have time to sit down and... Damn. Excuse us for a moment, Sheriff?
Oh, sure. Ain't like I got anything better to do at one in the goddamn morning.
Piper, we got a hit on that van up in Emerson.
I can't leave. Not without talking to them first. I know it's gonna happen here tonight, or tomorrow, maybe. I don't know exactly, but soon. I feel it. That last girl, when I touched her, she led us here for a reason, Lang. She showed me this place. I can't see the victim's face this time. I don't know why. Something's different with this one. It's fuzzy somehow. I need more.
I understand. But the field director still thinks we're up in Arkansas until Monday. If she found out I'd let you talk me into driving down here and dragging the local sheriff out of bed like this, it's my ass.
Have I ever led you astray? Hmm? Right. You gotta trust me again here, Lane. He is close. That Child Ripper is here. and another poor soul will die horribly if we don't do something about it. Please, Lane, please.
Okay, Piper. You stay here with the sheriff. I'll run up and check in with the team and be back in a few hours. Good?
Yeah, good.
You sure?
Yes. Go on now. I'll be fine here with John Wayne Jr. Barks worse than his bite, I'm sure. I've dealt with worse.
If you get anything, anything at all, call me. Wycliffe will make sure you're safe here until I can get back.
Or maybe I'll make sure he's safe. I'm not some helpless damsel, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do anything stupid, Piper. Sheriff, I can't thank you enough for indulging us. I have to run out for a few hours back up north. We got a lead that needs checking out. I'm leaving Miss Landry here with you to continue with what needs to be done. I know you don't see eye to eye with me on this, but please stay out of her way and let her do her thing. Sheriff, I hope I don't have to emphasize this, but Piper Landry is a valued member of my team, and I expect the same courtesy shown her as you've shown our office. It's a funny way of doing things, I know, but we're at our wits' end on this one. The Child Ripper killings haven't shown any sign of slowing down, and if your bodies here are indeed new victims, this monster has moved its playground again. Now, that woman over there is our best chance of catching him before he finds another innocent kid to butcher. So, can I count on you? Wycliffe?
Fine. But if she does anything to compromise the evidence, I'll...
Don't worry, it's not her first rodeo, Sheriff. Thanks again. Oh, and Wycliffe, whatever happens, don't let her out of your sight.
Don't you worry about that.
Oh, and not a word to the press.
Like I'd let word get out that my office is playing X-Files with...
With some psychic hoodoo lady?
Exactly.
It's okay, Sheriff. You don't have to believe. I didn't myself until dead people started talking my ear off. Show me the bodies, and I'll get this done as quickly as possible and be out of your hair.
John Doe numero uno. John Doe number two. And of course, a faceless little lady here.
You expect me to wilt or something?
Well, shit. A wince, at least.
Been doing this a long time, Sheriff. Wish I could say this is the worst I've seen.
Hell, we get our share of boating accidents, occasional gator attack. But when I got a look at what was left of these little ones, even I had to hold back my beans. Never seen a gator do anything like this before.
That's because a gator didn't do this. A man did. Nature is cruel, Sheriff. But this is pure evil.
What is that?
That's a portable radio. I need it to help communicate with them.
What? These dead kids are gonna just start talking on your little Walkman there? Like a call-in radio show?
Something like that. We'll start with the girl here.
I don't hear anything.
Shh! Sheriff, please, just go stand over there for a bit and let me do what I need to do here. She may be shy.
Shy, my ass. I didn't hear a goddamn thing.
Doesn't matter if you're right here or over there. You won't hear anything but static anyway. And you should count your blessings for that. Lang calls this thing I got a gift. It's anything but, Sheriff. It's a curse.
A curse?
Yes, Sheriff. A curse. Don't go looking at me like that. I didn't ask for this. I didn't want it. I don't go around flaunting it, either. Those headlines you read? Wasn't my doing. Hell, I just assumed no one knew my name. But it's my curse. my burden to bear in this life. Sometimes I wish... It's different for everyone who carries that burden. Some see things or smell things. Some can read minds. Others have a way of just knowing stuff. Some people get combinations of these things. For me, well, the dead speak to me. They call out for me to help them, to save them, to avenge them. Sometimes they show me things too, terrible things, like flash bulbs going off behind my eyes. And those hurt like hell when they come. It's a never-ending barrage of pain and despair. So you see, hardly what I call a gift. But like I said, it's my cross, my way of making it right, and I'll do whatever I have to do to balance the scales.
And just how'd you come upon this curse? You born with it?
No, sir. I don't think that's how it works for anyone. Not really. That's movie stuff. Real curses are passed on to those who... Well, those who've sinned against nature in one form or another. The severity of the curse, always proportional to that of the sin.
And your...
It was a long time ago, Sheriff, when this thing was passed on to me. Been paying for it ever since, as it should be. But I don't talk about my sin, Sheriff. It's mine, and mine alone.
Doesn't seem like it's all that bad if you only hear.
Shh! Quiet down!
Mommy?
Hello?
Mommy? Help!
Hello there, little one.
Mommy? Mommy, help!
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I hear you. Where is Mommy?
Oh, honey. I'm not sure. But we will help you find her. What's your name?
Ellie Lopez.
Ah! What? What is it?
The bad man. He's hurting me.
Stay calm now, child. Can you see his face?
No,
Ellie,
no.
Do you know him?
No, stop, please.
Where are you?
He's biting me.
Ellie.
He's eating me.
Ellie.
What the hell was that?
The little girl with no face is Ellie Lopez. Just like the others, she was torn to pieces and partially eaten alive by her killer.
And you got all that from yelling at your Walkman?
He started with her face.
That's it. This is bullshit. Come on, lady.
Get your hands off me, Sheriff. Now, this may be your turf. But Agent Lane is in charge of this investigation. He told you what you are to do, and you best damn well do it, or else.
Or else what?
Your name will be in the papers when all is said and done, Sheriff Whitecliff. You get to decide in what manner that name appears. Think real hard on it.
Fine. So, Ellie Lopez, you say. What else did she, tell you?
Nothing. She was too scared. Sometimes the dead are trapped in the event itself, as if it's happening on repeat. And these young ones, especially, can't get much out of them when that happens. But she saw his face. I heard it in her voice. Perhaps the Child Ripper...
What do you all keep referring to the murderer as the Child Ripper?
When the bodies first started dropping, there was nothing really to connect them. Those first few were initially thought to have been animal attacks, what with the vicious mutilation of the bodies and the fact that parts of the victims were missing and showed large fangs and claw marks in the surrounding tissue. As you said, critters get at them post-mortem. Nothing connecting the bodies. But there were similarities, however. Not that many could see, but they existed. When Lang's team was called in and hit a wall up in Arkansas, he turned to me again. 3 months ago, when we found what was left of Thomas Doyle outside Chillicothe, I was finally able to get a flash. He was the key. Forensics came back showing human bite marks inside the fang marks. When I spoke with the boy's corpse, Tommy not only told me how the killer was replicating the animalistic rendings of these murders, he showed me. Our killer wears a homemade steel apparatus on his face, mimicking a bear's jaws, as well as makeshift gloves with sharpened claws affixed to the fingers. Through a dead boy's eyes, I witnessed him being literally ripped to pieces. I couldn't see the murderer's face, but it's only a matter of time.
Stop! Stop! Just fucking stop right there. You can't possibly know any of that. You're making all this shit up, lady. How can the FBI take any of this seriously anyway? A crazy cannibal cosplayer running around ripping up little kids for salt.
He likes to be close, Sheriff. He likes the taste of fear in the blood and...
That's insane. Those bodies could have just as easily been ripped apart by animals after they were dumped. I mean, how can you all know that any of them are connected at all? This is the sloppiest investigative work I've ever...
What? What? Yo no hablo español, son. What?
You're telling me you heard one of these other kids in that radio set?
Yes, I did. But he was speaking in Spanish. I couldn't understand him.
Well, too bad he couldn't just send you another flash. Maybe then you'd be able to see a...
Hello? Can you hear me? What? What are you talking about?
That's him. The monster man. You have to get out now.
What?
Run!
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Run.
Who? Who is the monster man? Show me his face.
Him.
Whitecliff! No! You! You!
Well, I'll say this, Miss Landry. You definitely made a believer out of me.
Please! Please! Don't!
Don't. Don't what? Eat you? Don't worry. You're a bit long in the tooth by my taste. Besides, our ritual takes time. Time we don't have.
You'll pay for what you've done.
Oh, my dear. I've done plenty. And my work is far from over. I knew when these popped up so close to home it would bite me in the ass. But I just couldn't help myself, Miss Landry. I have impulse control issues from time to time, you see. Normally, I plan my meals quite carefully, well in advance.
Lang! He'll stop you.
No, sugar. He won't. Because you won't be around to tell him.
Curse you, Whitecliff.
Well, Dad, Miss Landry, I couldn't quite get that.
I curse you.
Didn't see that coming, did you? Some psychic. Oh, let's see who that could be. Agent Lang. Not now, Lang. Can't you see we're busy here? Now, what to do with you, little missy? Dump you in the swamp? That's taking quite a risk. If you're a floater, Lang may get suspicious. May not buy whatever I have to come up with to explain. You cutting and running out on us. Well, incinerator it is. What the hell? Good. What's going on?
I told you, Wycliffe. Curses are passed on to those who sins against nature.
This is a trick. This can't be. What? Stop. Stop it! Stop it!
It will never stop. Never. Each curse proportional to the sin, Sheriff, and all my how you have sinned.
This can't be happening. No! Stop! All of you!
Curses are passed down to those who sin against nature, Al. Keep that in mind.
So, now that the story is over, is it time for the Halloween party?
Announcer, believe me, I am as bummed as you are that after a year hiatus, our Halloween night is shaping up to be nothing more than a drab sausage fest.
What is that?
I'll tell you when you're older.
I'm tripping over here, y'all. For reals. We gotta throw down some kind of tradition up in this house.
Indeed. After all, management... The Dark Ones, in their infinite wisdom, have sent me to ensure their ongoing changes are implemented and things run more smoothly around here. Now, surely there is something we can do to overcome this sausage soiree and carry on at least one tradition of Halloween's past. Why, with my leadership, we can...
You're right. A little tradition is exactly what we need. Announcer?
Yes?
Is that the ghost of Engelbert Humperdinck over there?
Oh, where? Wait, he's not dead.
Oh, Doc. What did you do?
I find... find it funny how your midlife crisis comes and goes on a whim, Al.
You knocked him out! Management ain't gonna like this!
Damn it, Al!
I can't do anything about that, Doc. They hardwired it into the all-seeing eye up there.
Well, I hope they're watching. After all, he asked for a little tradition, so tradition he shall get. Al, get over here. Help me drag him out back. A few weeks underground will mellow this party pooper out.
Sausage party pooper!
Oh, just go get the shovel.
Word, dog.
Well, my gracious ghoulies, it may not be a typical Halloween, but it shall certainly be a memorable one. And we are so glad to be back haunting your ear holes once again. Until we see you next time in an all-new episode, I am Dr. Necropolis, and on behalf of the entire Frightmare Gang, present and afar, we wish you a heartfelt good night. May your tricks be outrageous and your treats be bountiful this All Hallows Eve.
The Frightmare Theater podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where daring, devious minds come together to cook up a plethora of creepy, crawly creations for your cruel contentment. Tonight's radio theater presentation, entitled Piper's Passing, was written and directed by Nathan Shelton and featured the voice talents of Angelia King, Jordan Fox, George Cron, Alma Rodriguez, Finley Shelton, Andrew McMurtry, Brittany Greer, and Danny Martinez. The Frightmare Theater theme is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli, and it can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Audible, YouTube, or your favorite listening app. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater can be unearthed at frightmaretheaterpodcast.com. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you jump headfirst off the cliff of dark despair with us again next time for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer wishing you pleasant dreams.